At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. The Guardians have lost 5 straight games. They have scored runs in 2 of the 45 innings of this 5-game losing streak. The offense is struggling like crazy right now. Is there possible help in AAA? Everybody's looking down on the farm and wondering, anybody there who can help us? Yes. And he's on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline right now. He's Ryan Mitchell, the director of broadcasting and the play-by-play voice of the AAA Columbus Clippers. Ryan, great to have you back with us. How are you?
Hey, Rhino.
Great. Hey, great to be back, guys. Thanks for having me. And yeah, everybody's looking for offense, aren't they?
Well, it's not just the Guardians, but boy, it really is with the Guardians right now. And I can tell you, and I'm sure you're hearing it, there are a ton of fans here in Northeast Ohio looking to Central Ohio and thinking, why isn't Chase DeLauter here in Cleveland right now? And we know he's had injury issues, former first-round pick, last 15 days hitting .357. He's hot, Ryan. Does he look ready? Does he look healthy?
Well, he looks healthy. And talking to Chase a few days back, he said he feels physically very good. It's just a matter of building volume, and he's playing 5, now 6 days a week, hopefully moving forward. He'd be able to play every day, and AAA every Monday is an off day. So you never play more than 6 days in a row in terms of games. So he was on a basically 5 out of 6 track, and it seems like he's good to go pretty much every day right now. He's been playing right field. He's been playing left field, gets an occasional DH day, but is he ready? I'm not a GM. I'm not a team president. I can't tell you that he is ready. What I know is that Chase has played a total of 131 professional games because he has missed so much time, as you mentioned, with injury. Hmm. What does that mean? If a guy plays 50 games and he's swinging it well, does that mean he belongs in the major leagues? Fans say, let's see. But I've been doing this a long time now, and I've seen him come and I've seen him go, and that doesn't necessarily mean a guy is ready because he's had a hot stretch. Doesn't mean that it'll translate to the major leagues. There is a lot to be learned, and what people, I'm sure, have heard, but they should be reinforced to remember, is the jump between AAA and the major leagues has always been the biggest jump, but it has never been bigger than it is now. The talent level difference between AAA and the major leagues is bigger now than ever before, and so a guy going from AAA to the major leagues is facing much stiffer competition. There are pitchers here in AAA who can absolutely pitch and dominate in the major leagues. You see it every year. Guys go up and they dominate, right? But you don't see those guys every day. and you don't see a bullpen full of them every day as well. So when you have a team to make a decision, you've got to answer a lot of questions, and sometimes you just do have to roll the dice. Sometimes you have to pull the trigger. I don't know if Cleveland is at that point right now. Again, I don't get paid to make those decisions. But from what I have seen from Chase, he gets the job done. In the outfield, he can run it down on both corners. He's got a strong arm. He has good instincts. He doesn't seem like he is favoring any of those injuries. He seems like he is moving unfettered. And at the plate, the numbers are the numbers, right? He is hitting. There's no doubt about that. And he's hitting. It's a weird thing. His splits are vastly different. He hits left-handers so far this year at almost a .500 batting average clip, but in the mid-200s against right-handed pitching, which is very, very unusual. The power numbers aren't huge right now for us, and maybe with a core muscle injury, particularly that rotation, maybe that's the last thing to come. There is a lot of talent in the game of Chase DeLauder. Whether or not he's ready for the major leagues right now, and could he impact the Guardians at the major league level, that's a huge, huge question.
And then the other big question here is CJ Cephas. I mean, and listening to the way you set up the first answer, I'm kind of, it'd be a really quick ride for him to come back up or to make it to the bigs this year. But there are a lot of fans that are like, we're wondering could this kid be the future at some position?
Well, that's a great question. And of course, fans want it right now. Don't mm-hmm. they? What's fan short for, right? So it lets everybody kind of dream on these guys who are having success at the AAA level. And for CJ Cephas, I mean, okay, he's played 193 games as a professional. So, you look at he's basically got just over one full major league season's worth of games as a professional baseball player. But the numbers have always been pretty good, right? He wasn't a big power hitter at the lower levels of the minor leagues, but you look at the OPS and at every station, it's been a minimum of .884. Right, an A ball is .971, double A .884. Here with the Clippers, his OPS is .947. Those numbers are good. And CJ is a really good hitter. I think he's got really good bat to ball skills. He is showing power. He's got 10 home runs for us now. Early in this, I guess it wasn't early in the season, he was in Akron early in the season, but after his call up, he was seeing almost no left handed pitching. The Clippers ran through about a month and a half where we saw almost no left-handed pitching. And that's a huge part of development for a left-handed hitter, right? You have to see left-handed pitching. We've started to see a little bit more, and he had back-to-back days when we were in Iowa where he hit a grand slam against a left-hander. So he's starting to get those tests, and he is starting to have more success. There are, like with every young player, there are some deficiencies in the game that he's working on to make better and get to the major leagues. But the thing that is, I think, exciting about CJ is I like him a lot at first base. His footwork is good. His glove work is good. He never seems overwhelmed by the position. And then when he's been in the outfield, he's looked like an outfielder. That to me is when you move a guy off the dirt onto the grass or vice versa. You bring a guy into the infield, which is more unusual. If he looks like he belongs out there and he doesn't look like he's trying to search for it, that's a good sign that a guy can really improve and become an excellent outfielder. And the speed is good enough to cover ground in the corners. He's got he's a first baseman, so you don't think about it too much, but he's got a really nice arm in the outfield. It's not maybe quite an Oscar Gonzalez, on Kenzie Noel arm in the outfield, but he can throw. So he's going to be versatile. Now, a lot of those fans out there are going to say, oh boy, here we go again. We're trying to make somebody versatile. But it matters. If you can adjust your lineup based upon who the pitcher is that day, and you can put a guy on the dirt or on the grass or DH him, that's a hugely valuable thing. And for CJ, I think it's just one more step in his development. He seems like the kind of guy that has the ability to translate when the time is right from AAA to the major leagues. There, of course, will be some growing pains. But when you say about, and I think this is the most important part of the conversation, dream on the future. I think both of the guys we've talked about so far are a part of the future of the Cleveland Guardians. When that is, that's above my pay grade.
Ryan Mitchell joining us, play-by-play voice of the Columbus Clippers. One thing about Cephas, and it always seems to me, Ryan, teams love to try and call a guy up when he's on a little bit of a hot streak just to carry some momentum.
Sure.
CJ hasn't been hitting well over the last 15 games, average-wise anyway. Is that any issue here? Have teams caught up with him a little bit, or is it just one of those things where the ball's not finding grass?
Well, I think it's kind of cyclical. He has not had what you would call a lot of bad looking swings, right? And that's when a guy is struggling, when the hits aren't falling, when you look at the batting average over X number of games or X number of weeks, if you see each game as I do, and you know, people in the dugout are watching every one of these games and putting the reports in, if you're seeing bad swings, if you're seeing a guy get fooled by the same pitch time and time again, there's a concern. That has not been the case for CJ. I mean, there's a few more strikeouts recently, but again, you're seeing more left-handed pitching. And so that's kind of comes part and parcel with it. He's having his success against left-handers as well. But, you know, when you see more as a left-handed batter, it just tends to kind of bring down the batting average a little bit. But there hasn't been anything over that period of time you're talking about that makes me say, oh, the league made an adjustment and he's in trouble. That's not been the case. The batting average is down a little bit, but he had 10 RBIs last week. He had 3 home runs last week. Wow, nice. So, and it doesn't seem like he's selling out for those things. They're just a part of his game. And he's also taking some big walks at big times. The day he had a game-time grand slam earlier in the game, he took a walk in a situation where they weren't going to give him a strike, and it showed a very intelligent approach.
Ryan Mitchell joining us from the Columbus Clippers, the play-by-play man and director of broadcasting in Columbus. There's a guy who's been hot right now who maybe is putting himself on the radar, and Milan Tolentino, fourth-round pick back in 2020. I don't think Guardian fans are overly familiar with him, but he has been on a hot streak. Tell us about Milan, and do you think he's a major league talent?
Yeah, Milan Tolentino started the year for the first time at the AAA level this year, and the beginning of the year was tough for him. He had a tough time adjusting to the level of pitching. The thing that I have liked about him from day one is the defense. You can put him at short, you can put him at second, you can put him at third, and he is very, very good. So he's got that positional versatility that can really help a team. And right now he's one of two players at the AAA level that has at least 13 homers and 13 stolen bases. There are two guys in AAA that have that. He's one of them. You look at the batting average and it still is not where he wants it to be. It's .226. But he's got 22 extra base hits now. He has driven in 35 runs, and he's taken some walks, too. The strikeouts are higher than he would like. He's got 95 strikeouts in 221 at-bats. But that's, an adjustment to a different level of baseball. You're facing pitchers for the first time that are, you know, consistently being able to throw strikes and hit the edges and put it where they want it. And so that's a huge jump. But I think, you know, the way he has gone about his business, and he comes from a baseball family. His dad played briefly in the major leagues. His dad was a longtime broadcaster for the LA Angels. He's been around the game forever. And so he knows how to handle himself through the ups and the downs of a baseball season. And yeah, you're right. He has become an interesting part of a AAA roster and a guy that the Cleveland Guardians, I'm sure, are keeping a very close eye on what that could mean for the future.
Ryan, I'm not looking for names, and so don't. That's not where I'm going with this. But sure. Is there a sense of anxiousness? I think if you're in a clubhouse in AAA and you're looking and you're seeing the big league club is struggling to score runs. And then, like, how do you how does that play in the clubhouse where there's got to be guys going, man, I wonder if I'm getting the phone call. I wonder if this is what's going to happen here. Is it the sense of wonder for the players themselves?
Well, that's human nature, isn't it? Yeah. Right? I mean, if you're a part of an organization, you keep one eye on what the big club is doing. But guys that keep an eye and a half on what the big club is doing usually wind up failing at the level they're currently at. Mm. This is so hard. Hitting a baseball is so hard. Being able to hit your spots as a pitcher is so hard that if your concentration isn't where your feet are right now, you're in bad trouble. And once that happens, guess what? This is the next thing. The big club looks to the next guy. If you're not the guy that's performing right now and they need somebody, it's probably not going to be you. So every person is different. Everybody acts a little bit differently, but the guys that are able to focus on the task at hand, you know, just kind of, yeah, you check the box score. You see what the big club does because that's your employer. That's what you care about, and that's your goals, to get to the major leagues. But what I have seen over the years is the guys that can kind of keep that on the periphery and focus on their task at hand, those are the guys that wind up continuing to have success, and then when the call comes, they're ready.
Ryan, as always, thank you very much. Great insight on the guys who might be Guardians sooner rather than later. Appreciate your time, bud.
Thanks, Ryan. Great stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime.
Thanks, Ryan. Mitchell, Columbus Clippers play-by-play man, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Jeff Phelps, Andy Baskin, just had the news. Sham Sharania from ESPN reporting, and now multiple reports out there. The New York Knicks replacing Tom Thibodeau as head coach with Mike Brown. Two-time Cavalier head coach, coach of the Los Angeles Lakers, recently head coach of the Sacramento Kings, was let go by the Kings on the telephone as he was driving to the airport to catch a flight for a road trip. If I am the New York Knicks...
I take it you didn't get on the plane, right?
I'm thinking he went home.
Okay.
If I'm the New York Knicks, other than style... I think they've hired a coach who's not as good as Tom Thibodeau. I am a Thibodeau fan. I think Mike Brown has been a solid NBA head coach. I think Mike's best work as an NBA head coach, though, was done this last 3 years in Sacramento. He went in there and I think did pretty solid work. And perhaps after going to Golden State as an assistant coach with a good Golden State organization, with Steve Kerr, with other good assistant coaches, maybe that's helped Mike. It helped Kenny Atkinson.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Mike's best work was in Sacramento. And I know he won a lot of games here with the Cavaliers. He did that when he had a guy named LeBron James. LeBron can make a lot of coaches look good. And I personally... I like Thibodeau more as a coach. Thibodeau's style, a little more harsh, a little more demanding, a little more old school. But I wonder what Mike can do in New York. And I also, let me throw out a name for you. If I'm the Knicks, if it weren't for style of coaching, Michael Malone, that was, to me, the dead easy hire for that gig.
Yeah.
But a little more old school, a little more, I don't want to say harsh and demanding, but maybe just a little more old school.
And
I would have hired Michael Malone. But one more thought, sorry.
Sure, go ahead. No.
Remember who Mike Brown had on the staff here in Cleveland? Michael Malone.
Right.
I wonder if Michael sits out a year and waits for a gig, or if Michael thinks the best way to get back in is to get back on the bench, and maybe he could go and be an assistant, you know, lead assistant for Mike Brown again.
Possibility. To me, the whole Knicks scenario, this isn't about Mike Brown, it's about the Knicks. Like, if you're going to be in the position they were in and have that kind of a team, and you're going to fire Thibodeau, don't you think you'd have a game plan? Like, I don't think they had a game plan going into this
Doesn't
thing.
Doesn't seem
right?
Like it.
I mean, it's just, they talked to John Calipari, they talked to Dan Hurley, Rick Pitino, Jay Wright, Dawn Staley. I mean, they talked to a lot. Like, I just
you
don't
haven't
know
mentioned how, a pro coach yet.
How do you...
Although Calipari was pro for a while.
How do you not have a plan if you're going to do that? Like, it was just a complete knee-jerk fire, right? You got to believe you've got two or three people in your back pocket that you know, okay, I think this person would be perfect. Like, you have to have a number. If you're going to fire somebody like Tibbs in that position, don't you think you would have your number one person in line ready to go when you said, nope, we're done?
I think most folks thought it was Michael Malone. Michael's a New York native.
So how did it not happen?
Got me.
I think they thought it was Jason Kidd.
Might have been.
I honestly think they thought they, all right, we're going
to
fire
Tom
Thibodeau.
But they got denied permission to talk to him.
We're going to back-channel Ime Udoka. We're going to back-channel Jason Kidd.
Hey, Chris Finch was in there too, right?
They tried to get guys who were actually already employed.
We're going to back-channel Chris Finch, and we're the Knicks. We'll throw around Madison Square Garden. We'll throw around the blue and the orange. People will come running down, play with, coach our guys. And I think that's what got him in the end.
In the greatest venue on earth.
In the greatest venue. This feels very much like an old school James Dolan. I'm going to throw my weight around because we are the New York Knickerbockers. And people want to be here. Wait, your teams aren't going to let us do that? Oh, crud.
Yeah, if your plan was to hire somebody who already has a job, oops.
And I wonder how much of it, because there's rumblings floating around there, and I want to see what Mike Brown's staff look like, because there's rumblings around there that Jalen Brunson's dad's going to remain on the coaching staff.
Which some players might not like, because some of the rumbling was that he was too much involved. On the other hand, your best player might not be real happy if dad's let go.
But how many coaches want to come in and be told, okay, you can come in here and hire your staff, but this guy has to stay, this guy has to stay.
Coach, maybe perhaps a coach like Mike Brown looking for a job.
Yep.
Oh, I just need to keep him on board? Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Plus, you know, I mean,
boy, gents, does it not narrow your pool if you're being told who you have to hire as coaches?
Except for one thing. Take a look at NBA coaching staffs now.
Mm-hmm.
He has to be one of my seven assistant coaches? Sure.
But you look at it that way, these guys who are control freaks because they're NBA coaches.
Oh, no, that they are.
Control freaks. So they're looking at that going, well, I got to punt that position? No, I'm not punting that. I need all seven of these guys. I need the film guy. I need the defensive coach. I need the offensive coordinator. I need the, you know, adjustments person. I need all of these different people. Like, you guys know coaches, they don't like being told what to do.
Well, no, but when you're unemployed, Andy makes a great point. Sure.
But Mike Brown's being
what
paid
do you want
by
me
the
to take?
Kings. I mean, that's the funny thing with all this stuff. Taylor Jenkins being paid by the Grizzlies. Like, you're saying it like they're unemployed. Mike Malone's getting paid by the Nuggets.
But you just said control freaks.
Right.
They want jobs.
It's my way or the highway.
They don't want
Mike Malone.
They don't want to sit back and do nothing. Most of them don't.
I don't know. It's pretty easy, guys.
Most of them don't. Dan, basketball is their life.
Jeff, if you were let go.
I'm not a basketball coach.
With three
if I
years,
were let go and I had a great big umbrella of payment, I'm walking.
With 3 years, but you wouldn't go Cliff Kingsbury?
But A, I don't, and B, I'm not a coach. Coaches, Dan, want to coach.
I agree.
And Mike Brown's back in the biz. Plus, they've all made plenty of money. Reasonable investments, they don't have to work. But they want to work. They love to coach. That's why you see NBA coaches with multiple stops on their resumes. A, again, I love the A-B. A, You need a new voice. You hear that all the time. B, they want to work.
But I mean, Andy, if you're a coach and somebody's telling you what to do and who you have to hire.
Dan, it's one guy on the staff. They don't care.
I'm going to be honest.
And you want to keep your star player happy.
Doesn't this feel a lot like, do you remember when the Browns hired Mike Pettine? Although Mike Pettine didn't have the experience. I mean, Mike Brown was the 14th choice. Yeah. And it was just kind of, oh, we're going to get rid of Chud. Okay, well, the Browns interviewed 10 candidates before deciding on Pettine. Who I still like Pettine. I think Pettine's
arguably
a good coach right now.
Arguably did the best job of anybody until Stefanski.
Yeah.
And I say Stefanski because they made the playoffs.
Oh, man, remember they just could not get a coach.
Well, the Knicks have one now, and it is Mike Brown, man who was twice the head coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
There you go. You wish him luck? I wish him luck. Good luck.
Sure.
Against everyone but the Cavs.
Think of it is.
Stop five for Mike Brown.
So what?
Yeah, but Dan, you're making a big deal about that. That happens all the time.
Okay.
That happens all the time.
Outside of Rick Carlisle, who else in the NBA right now is on stop five?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I don't even know if he is. Is he on stop? Is it
stop five?
It might be four. Oh, well, he's been in Indy twice, right?
Carlisle's Indy twice. Like Mike Brown, I guess you could technically stay stop four because of two different terms with the Cavaliers.
Doc Rivers is on at least four.
Yeah, Doc's a good one. You're right.
JB Bickerstaff is on four.
Is he?
Houston, Memphis, Cleveland, Detroit.
Goodness, you're right on that one. Good call.
Thanks. This happens all the time.
Ty Lue's two, but he was on other staffs before that, right? As an assistant coach, they're
bouncing all over the place.
Trying to think of other.
I mean, it just happens. That's the way this league works. This league is nuts. I think people need to understand that. The NBA is nuts. Look at the crazy dollars going to players in the league. You only need, you need four guys. You get four guys who can play. You put some guys who are good around them or, solid enough. You go play ball. And coaches keep bouncing from team to team to team.
I'm just trying to think.
It happens all the time.
He's got me thinking.
How many is Jason Kidd on? At least three. Isn't he? At least three for Jason Kidd.
Yeah, it's all over the place.
Nets, Lakers.
Nets. Did he coach the Nets? No, Steve Nash coached the Nets. I don't know if Jay Kidd ever coached the Nets.
I think he did. All I know is that coaches bounce all over the place.
Even if it's two, right? Like Quinn Snyder's two.
Yeah.
These guys bounce.
I don't know. Five seems a little heavy because most of the time it's like, and maybe I'm getting the NFL confused with the NBA, but like you get three, and if you get past three, you're just meant to be an assistant for your life.
Oh, I don't know about that. Do you? Really?
I said I might have the NFL stuck in my head on that one. Because the NFL typically works that way where it's like, okay, if you're head coach three and you're still not staying, it's...
Jason Kidd is on team three. He had a Lakers assistant stint in between. Sorry.
Do you think Tibbs is going to get another job?
You bet he will.
That'll be team four, right? Team four.
Tibbs can coach.
Bulls, T-Wolves, Knicks.
We'll see. Who knows?
Whoever the next
team. Who knows? It's.
I bet he gets another gig.
Mike Brown's a choice, though. That's a choice.
So Mike Brown goes to the team, one of the teams, that without question is a serious challenger in the Eastern Conference next year. Is that good, Cav fans? Curious as to your thoughts. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.